So in today's podcast, I want to talk about two things related to sales. So number one is if you're starting out, the first script that you can use to sell anyone just about anything. And second, one of the little tactics that I've used in scaling sales teams that have made my salespeople far more effective and allowed me to scale that beginner sale beyond myself. What to say to prospects on the phone when you're just starting to get your first sales. So I use something called the closer framework. I'll make it very short, but the call should go something like this. C, so closer is an acronym. C, clarify why they're there. So what made you hop on the call? What made you take a step? What made you respond to my email? What made you comment on my post? Whatever it is, they took an action to become an engaged lead, and that is your advantage. Because any person that you get on the phone with the exception of a true cold call first pickup, with the exception of that, everyone has responded to an email, they've commented on a post, they've responded to an ad, they've opted in, whatever. So you ask them why they did that. That clarifies, it gives you also a big authority in the frame because they've taken a step towards you and you're just receiving. So you say, hey, why'd you do that? And then they'll tell you what it was. Then you move on to L, which is like, okay, so what I'm hearing is, and this is labeling with a problem. So it sounds like you want this and this is the problem, or you wanna have this outcome and you haven't gotten it yet. Does that sound about right? And they're gonna say yes. And you're like, okay, cool. Then you go to O and you say, you're gonna overview their past experiences. And you're like, okay, so what have you done so far to try and make this happen? Why is this so important to you? What else has happened in the meantime that has cost you from not having this occur, right? And we call this the pain cycle. The reason you do the pain cycle before you sell something is that you want to temporarily increase their deprivation around that outcome. So we want to temporarily, in the state of the conversation, increase how important that outcome is for them. So you've probably heard in politics, whatever the topic is of the debate, it's like, it's the economy, it's education, it's the border, right? Whatever media puts more attention on is what people say is the main reason they vote for candidates. They basically make that the topic of the election, which is the macroeconomic situation or whatever, right? When you're in a micro event, like a sales call, you have sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes an hour to basically, in that very small call, elevate the importance of that problem in their life so that you can motivate action. They were kind of hungry when they get on the call, but as you talk about the food that they could be having and the bad food they've been eating every single day and how crappy it is and how it's not good for them and how tasty and delicious this food is, what are we doing? We're increasing their deprivation. We're making them hungrier so that when we make our offer, they're more likely to take it. Which then goes to S, which is you sell the vacation. And so the reason I say sell the vacation, not the plane flight, is most salespeople, most new entrepreneurs want to focus on their features. They want to talk about the flight. They want to talk about TSA. They want to talk about check-in. They want to talk about their bags. They want to talk about their seat. All of these things that are on the way to Maui, their destination. You want to just talk about Maui. You want to talk about the lick your fingers good, what it's going to be like when they have a full stomach and they're feeling great with their family at the restaurant. That's what we want to talk about. We don't want to talk about how they're going to order it. We don't want to talk about the selection. We don't want to talk about how many times they're going to get their drinks refilled. We don't want to talk about any of that. We want to talk about Maui. We want to talk about being on the beach with the wind in their hair, with a Mai Tai in hand. That's what we want to talk about. Sell the vacation typically is a three-point pitch, which is, by the way, you can separate anything into 3 points, right? Now, you just chunk up or chunk down based on, hey, what does it take to be successful? It's like you need fitness, nutrition, accountability. You need the leads to be timely, personalized, and qualified, right? Whatever it is. So it doesn't matter what you're selling. You can come up with 3 points and the people have to say, yeah, if I had all three of those things, I would succeed. Now, at that point, someone doesn't say yes, you move on to E, which is explain away their concerns, which are what are the specifics they have that are the reasons that they're not buying, which is usually going to be some sort of specifics about the program, something time related, something money related, something decision maker related, meaning they have to give the decision making authority to somebody else, or finally, them just simply avoiding the decision for fear of making a mistake. And so you need to account for all five of those and know how to overcome each of them, which I cover in a 4 hour plus video that you can watch on my channel somewhere else. R is reinforce the decision. So once they have made the decision to buy, you're not done yet. Now the work begins, which is the next 24 hours is crucial to making sure that they feel really wowed and impressed with your business. Most customers will judge a business based on the first 24 hours post-purchase. And so if you say, hey, I'm gonna get you three things the next 24 hours, you're gonna get introduced to this person, she's gonna do this, and this is what's gonna happen next, then you make those promises and you keep those promises within that time frame. And ideally, you do it even faster than you promised. You want their impression to be like, man, these guys are dialed. The closer framework is simple enough that you can teach it to somebody else. And when I was starting in my gym journey, I had sold every single membership for a year plus. And until I had somebody else come in who had never sold weight loss and have them follow the CLOSER framework in the sales pitch and then saw them close their first sale without me, I actually cried. I was like, oh my God, someone else can sell this. Like, this may actually be a business. And so learning to sell in this framework also makes it duplicatable so that you can give it to somebody else over time. Arm your salespeople. So I see too often a lot of founders and entrepreneurs have this kind of like animosity between their sales team. They feel like they shouldn't pay their sales team that much. My sales team's so needy. They only want lay down customers. They're always complaining about the leads, whatever. No, like you should be the tightest with your sales team because your sales team is the life flow of your business. If you don't have sales, you don't have a business. So they should get that level of esteem. And honestly, a huge portion of the business should be pretty much allocated to supporting them in doing their core activities. And so one of the main things that I like to do is two things. One, I arm my salespeople with an Excel sheet that has all the pieces of content that I have that can help overcome specific concerns from customers. And so right now, if you don't have a piece of content that overcomes every main concern a customer has about your services or your products, do it. And then as soon as you do it, the best converting of those things, one, you'll know because you'll get sales from them because people will DM you about it and be like, oh, I didn't know that. Now I'm interested. Take those, put them into a list so that your sales guys have them and they can send them to customers either before they talk to them or after they talk to them so that they can schedule a follow-up call and say, hey, let me send you this video. It might explain your concerns. Let's touch base tomorrow after you watch it. And then you can allow that content to do some of that selling for you. And as soon as I did this with my sales team in fitness, when I had weight loss customers, and then in gym launch, when I had gym owner customers, our sales went up. And the thing is this is nice because I didn't have to train any of them anymore. They just now had assets and resources they could deploy to leads who were a little bit colder, who need a little bit more selling, and they wouldn't have to spend time on the phone. They just let me do the selling for them via the content that overcome that specific concern.